This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 215 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on 17th of November, 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. And today in the news, we got ZBox, and hosts are Brad, Jody, Steve, and we're missing Jason, and we got Jacob with us as well.
Hello.
Yes, we do. We have. Yes, we do. Hey, Steve, what's up, mate? Good intro, by the way.
It's, usually I miss that part up, but...
That's all right. It's all good.
Hey, I was lucky.
Hey, it's good. It's good. Well done. Good job. We've got a guest on today. We've got Jonathan from Rome's on.
Hey, guys.
Hey, mate. And we've got some news... Some actually big news about Rome's, so we'll chat about that soon. And also we have Jody on.
Hey, hi, Brad.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. Okay. Got an exciting day tomorrow. Ruger is going to be in the Philadelphia Dog Show. Oh, I don't know if you ever saw the movie, what was it called? It was about dog shows, I forget. But anyway, Best of Show, that's it, yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
And that was about the Philadelphia Dog Show, so that's where we're going to be tomorrow.
Good stuff. Good luck to the dog, to Ruger.
Yay!
Good luck to Ruger. You win, mate. Also, got Jacob on. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Filling in for Jason. He's away, so Jacob wanted to come on, so and someone wants to know what sort of dog you have, Jody.
Oh, I have a Belgian Malinois.
Okay, there you go. All right, so let's jump into the news, and then we'll chat with Jonathan.
Okay, we've got several stories today. First story in the news has to do with Instagram. And for those of you who love and adore Instagram, they have a big change where they introduced web-based profile pages. So the interesting thing is it looks an awful lot like the profile pages on Facebook, which incidentally bought Instagram in a mega deal that was announced last April. In fact, the profiles look a lot like the Facebook timeline layout, with a large display at the top of the page that appears to showcase 7 of a user's favorite pictures, one that's larger than the others. I'm curious, did you guys see the new layout yet?
Yes, I did, and I got mine before Jason from TechAU, which is pretty cool. have you seen it, Jonathan? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's funny that so many people obviously look at Instagram on the web. It's funny that the profile pages only came now, but obviously they've been busy with everything with mobile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I like it. It looks great. Steve?
I don't really upload pictures a lot occasionally, so that's why I'm not really Instagram user. But obviously, you know, I probably upload it. I probably use Instagram a lot. But.
Cool. Yeah, it's good app. Jacob, have you seen it?
Yes, I have. It's pretty good.
All right, nice. And what do you like about it?
Well, it's a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
And I like it because why not just have it on your iPhone, your Apple device, or whatever device you're using, to have it on the web too.
Yep, good answer. Jody, what do you think about this?
I think it's a nice interface. I just kind of chuckled because it does remind me so much of the Facebook timeline. But I guess that's to be expected considering that they're owned by Facebook. Yep. But we have more news.
Go ahead.
It has to do with Google Maps coming to the iOS platform. Google's prepping Google Maps for the iPhone, offering a fix for customers who are dissatisfied with Apple's poorly received Maps app, according to a report. Citing a person with direct knowledge of the matter, the Wall Street Journal reported that Google is distributing a test version of its mapping app to people outside of the company. Google is putting their finishing touches on the app before it hits the App Store. However, it's unclear exactly when that's going to happen. So for the rest of us who are now still kind of trying to find our way with Apple Maps, we're hopefully getting closer to a solution to that problem. I don't know if you guys have you tried your Apple Map, your Apple Map app?
Yes, I have. I have. we just got a voice turn by turn the other day. It might have been yesterday or something, but
that's right.
Yeah, it works good.
It seems to be better in the US. So, like, if you switch your location to like San Francisco,
yep.
That obviously there's a lot more data than there is in, you know, somewhere like Sydney.
Okay.
But it'll just take time. I mean, they're obviously going to work hard to make sure it's good.
Yep, definitely. I agree. Steve, what's your view on this?
I've used Apple Maps mostly in my area, and there are quite a few like typos, and I already sent feedback to Apple. You can do within the application. As far as Google Maps going to be on the iOS platform as a third party application, I'm kind of doubting personally that maybe Apple's going to allow this. Of course, before I think they, you know, decided to come out with their own app simply because, of course, Google on their Android platform, they had a lot of features that the iOS didn't, that Google wouldn't allow for obvious reasons. So now that Apple went ahead and did this, made their own app, their own data, turn-by-turn directions, I'm kind of doubting that Apple's going to allow this, but we'll see.
All right. Well, good. All right. Jacob, what's your view on this?
I think they should quit while they're ahead, basically, and they should have fixed all the defects. Wouldn't you agree?
I'm not sure. It doesn't really bother me. All right, JD, what's the next story?
Well, for those of us in the States, we've been dealing with something of a tragedy that just happened today, and I'm not talking about the election or anything related to politics. What I'm talking about has to do with a favorite snack cake called the Twinkie. And today, unfortunately, Hostess Brands, the bankrupt baker responsible for Twinkies, Wonder Bread, and other goods, said that it's probably going to be closing their doors. Evidently, there was a strike that was happening, and because the strike, unfortunately, Hostess Brands has not been able to survive. So with the sad news that they're closing, they came even more sad tidings. So for those of us who know Twinkies, it's like a little snack cake that's got some kind of like white icing kind of stuff inside of it. And it's been rumored that these things would outlast even a nuclear holocaust. So... But yeah, because of all the preservatives and things that are in them. But they're actually pretty tasty. And for those of us who grew up with them, I think there's been a rush on eBay and other places for people who are selling Twinkies. And apparently right now up for sale and bid on eBay for $89.95 U.S., you can get three boxes of sealed Hostess crocodiles. And three boxes of chocolate Twinkies. So, you know, the price of Twinkies is going up. And I don't know whether there's going to be a market for Twinkies in the long term. But there is even a Twinkie that for a single starting bid of $5,000, you could get a Twinkie.
eBay is going to be covered with Twinkie sales?
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently. There's probably a market. I mean, I don't think there's a secondhand market for them after they've been eaten, but...
Well, I heard they had a half-life of 1,000 years, so the existing stock will last for quite a while until it runs out. They're eaten, so...
Huh. Do you guys have Twinkies in Australia, or you don't know what we're talking about, do you?
I don't think we have. Do we, Jonathan? I can't.
No, well, I've eaten them, obviously, from the US, but no, I don't think... We've got similar things, but no, we don't have Twinkies.
Yeah,
we were deprived as children not to be able to eat Twinkies.
And you didn't have Wonder Bread either, did you?
No. What's Wonder Bread?
made by the same company. It's fortified and builds bodies in 12 ways. I'm not quite sure. It's like this really kind of very, very soft white bread that if you squeeze it, it just kind of like would mush together. I really don't know what it's made from, but it was always white and fluffy.
And it doesn't sound very good for you either.
It's supposed to have like vitamins and minerals. They advertise it like that.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And what else, Jody, has been going on?
Well, you know, we were talking before the show about smartphones and tablets, mm-hmm. and the Consumer Electronics Show puts numbers on the boom in tablets and smartphones. At the Consumer Electronics Shows, these are the things that people want for Christmas. Americans want them for Christmas. And many people, believe it or not, would rather get a tablet than money or even peace and happiness, according to the Consumer Electronics Association researchers. So, as you may have guessed, it seems that 8.3% of Americans would like a tablet most of all. Only 4.8% would like money, and 4% a laptop PC, but only 4.5% wanted peace and happiness. So, but I think it's kind of interesting that more people wanted tablets than peace and happiness.
What about both?
Wow.
The CEA researchers expect rapid growth of the numbers of connected devices to continue. So it's just been quite a boom. And I know I just want to see a show of hands. Who has an iPad?
Me.
Among us.
Me.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Me.
I will have one.
Okay. Shut up, Jacob. Me, Jonathan, Steve, and Jody has an iPad. Yeah, there you go.
Jacob, four out of five.
Please don't say that on the podcast, mate.
Four out of five okay. of us have smartphones. So or smartphones have iPads. So yeah. And that's pretty much the news for this week.
All right.
Wait, there's a story about Cheers. Did you want to talk about that, Brad?
Let Jacob talk about it. Jacob, what's going on with Cheers?
Well, basically, they're going to have one of these big updates.
Yeah,
they're going to have a full redesign.
Yeah, 2.0, isn't it? 2.0, it's going to be updated for the iPhone 5 and, you know, add new things in it. And, yeah, it's going to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I would start using it again. I haven't used it in a while.
I haven't used it for a while, but I will, though. Cause, you know. Have you used Cheers before, JD?
You know what? I used it just a little bit, but I really didn't stick with it, to be honest.
Well, wait for this new update comes out. It's going to be fantastic.
Dynamite.
Yes. All right, Steve, have you used it?
Not really, but it's funny because I've seen you use it a lot because it'd be like Twittered out and like Brad Cheers Cheerios or some weird thing.
Yeah, but I don't really use that much anymore, but I will when it gets an update for a bit. What about you, Jonathan? Have you used Cheers before? You know what that is?
No, I've seen a lot of people use it though. Yeah. What is it? You sort of say things that you like.
Yeah. You just cheers the things you like and, you know, that sort of stuff.
Oh, cool. No, fun. I haven't actually. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Yeah. Yeah. Get it when the update comes out for the iPhone 5. And,
for sure.
For sure. What else was that? ZBox launched in Australia this week, which is quite good. And I've been using that on my iPhone. It's a really nice app. And Jonathan, have you used ZBox yet?
I haven't. I know they're huge overseas, but they've only just launched this week. But I will check it out. I think there's a big opportunity for sort of apps that sort of interface with a television. I don't think we haven't got it right yet. Like when other people are watching shows and I want to sort of engage with what they're watching and talk about it, sort of no one really does that yet.
Yeah, exactly. And I think ZBox does this.
Yeah, in the US there's some guys called Peel.
Oh, yeah.
Who've also got a really good app.
Okay.
Right. That I've checked out. No, they're good. But, you know, I'm going to play with ZBox this weekend.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, it's a good app. It's a good app. Also, they have Foxtel on there as well, but it's not working.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I did actually see a really cool tablet yesterday, the new Samsung Galaxy camera.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen that yet?
No, I haven't, no.
It's pretty amazing. It's like, it looks like a little tablet, but it also looks like a camera. So it's got a big zoom and it's got a flash, but it's running Jelly Bean. So on the back, it's a.
Oh, I've seen that now. Yeah, I have seen it. It's like a cell or like a camera, but you flip it over and it kind of looks like a cell phone interface at the back, like you'd see a regular, you know.
Yeah, that's right. It's got like a 21 times optical zoom, 16 megapixel sensor. It's pretty impressive.
It sounds good, actually.
Yeah, I was just kind of trying to think, like, would you take it out as a camera, or would you take it out at night as a tablet? It's sort of interesting. Like, I know people want better and better cameras, but are they going to take out their camera or their tablet, or now are they going to take this, which is halfway between?
Yeah.
I have heard of, like, you know, most people, you know, tend to take pictures with their cell phone because they have it with them, but if it's a occasion like they know that's coming up, like birthdays and or something like that, then they will take a camera.
Mm. So maybe this sort of will be now in replacing the camera.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. All right, we've got Jonathan on from Rome's on. Hey, mate, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And what's the lowdown? What's going on?
Look, we're just building out product. We launched a website, so roams.com, about 2 weeks ago, which is similar to our mobile app, but for the web.
Cool.
You can kind of see what's happening around you, and you can search for, you know, different types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool because we had lots of people saying, hey, we want to have a look at the web. You know, we want to see content on the web, but we weren't giving that to them. So it's neat. It's like a little infinite scroll with content, and you can go in anywhere in the world. So, you know, you want to see what's going down in San Francisco, you change your location, you can see what's happening there.
Sweet.
Yeah, we've been working on Android, so we launched this week on Android. So we've got a really lovely update, and it's you can use Google Plus to sign in on the Android version, and we've also optimized it for the Nexus 7. So if you guys have got a Nexus 7 tablet, it also runs on the Nexus 7. It looks really awesome.
Cool. All right.
Some of the things that we've been up to. It's been busy here at our office.
Yeah, definitely. And bring out an iPad up. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're playing with it. We're building it now. So we're hoping to have it out by Christmas, but otherwise early next year.
Cool.
And yeah, I think there's a big opportunity now with iPad Mini that people are going to be taking their iPad with them.
Yeah.
So it becomes sort of more of a, you know, a portable device. I mean, I think with the larger iPad, people sort of tend to use it on their couch or, you mm-hmm. know, in the office or in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Is like with the Mini, you know, it might be something that goes in your pocket or your bag and goes out with you. So I suppose we want to have a cool experience on a big screen so that when people are looking for things to do and places to go, you know, we can deliver that experience on, you know, a tablet device as well.
Well, I think that's how people use Roams is because I usually the time I use it the most is not at home. It's when I actually go out to the restaurant and not necessarily take a picture to send out so other people see it, but, you know, I kind of see the restaurants in the air since I'm sitting there. Yeah. And I have occasionally used it for the restaurants that I'm, you know, using at the time as well. So
the neat thing, obviously, with a tablet is you've just got so much more space. So you can do some really cool experiences that you can't really do on a phone because you're limited with how much you can kind of show on a small screen. So there's some pretty cool things we're going to do with maps and, you know, with some of the swiping and touch gestures. It's going to be a really cool experience. It's something that we probably couldn't have done on, you know, on a phone, but we can definitely do on an iPad or an iPad Mini.
Cool, cool. All right, Jacob, any questions for Jonathan?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, mate.
How long did it take to build the app from the ground up?
Well, the app itself didn't take that long. I mean, we've got a really good iPhone developer in terms of the iPhone app. Obviously, we keep updating it. We keep doing some little things based on feedback to make it better and better. What took the most time for us was building the platform that could support it. I mean, we suck in hundreds of thousands or millions of posts from social media. And we try and clean that content so that, you know, when you're going for Italian, you know, going for a meal and you're looking for Italian, we can kind of show you some of the conversations on Instagram or Foursquare or Twitter to do with Italian restaurants. So that took almost a year to kind of – and went far from being complete, but we're at a place now where we're really happy with it. But the app itself probably, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
All right. Jody, any questions for Jonathan?
Well, first of all, Jonathan, congratulations. I love the web layout. I'm looking at it right now. It's really clean, and I think you've got a hit on your hands. I'm curious, though. I'm looking at information that's near me, I'm in New Jersey, in Voorhees, and what I'm seeing is that most of the things that I'm looking at appear to have taken place in the past.
And like how far, like, are you searching for something, or are you just looking for everything in your local area?
Just everything near Voorhees. And it's you know, like 2 days ago, 10 days ago, 14 days ago. Is it just because there's not a whole lot of things going on near me, or is it, do I have a setting set wrong? I don't know.
There's probably less, to be honest. I mean, if you go, for example, I mean, you're not far, type in like Times Square into, okay, you know, Times Square, New York, as an example. We'll see what the content's like there. So, Times Square should load for you. Let's see. I'll do it as well in front of my computer. Yeah, and you can see there's BMW have got like an event going on, and there's some photos there from an hour ago. There's an event at Radio City Music Hall. There's snow over Bryant Park. There's a basketball game going on now at Madison Square Garden. So you can see, like, when there's a lot of social content, we pull it in really quickly. Possibly that there might just not be that much data around, you know, people taking photos and talking about the stuff in your local area.
In other words, where I live, it's boring. Okay, fair enough.
You tend to see, so like probably like at Newark or something, there'd be, you know, a lot more content than there would be, you know, in a residential area. So I mean, you know, obviously we work best in like big cities.
Let's see Philadelphia. Cool. I'm playing with this is neat.
So yeah, what else is happening, Jonathan? So the new update came out for the iPhone 5. Looks great on the iPhone 5. Looks really nice, actually.
We're actually going to, and I've got a beta that I got given on Friday from our guys. We're actually changing some of the layout of the app that'll come out. We're going to submit it, I think, on Monday, so it should come out before the holidays.
Okay.
And we've just made the interface a little bit cleaner, so there's going to be a new, like, home screen that'll show you places nearby that we think you're interested in. It'll show you types of places. It'll show you venues that are trending or buzzing. Mm-hmm. So you sort of get to all of the content from one screen.
Yep.
Or obviously you can change your location and search. And we're using the full, you know, the full iPhone 5 screen. So that's pretty cool. So that's going to come out in the next few weeks.
Sweet. What else has been happening? What else? Steve, you got any questions?
Yeah, I got several questions. Actually, it's kind of a two-part, two questions. One's really a statement. Going to your website, you know, a lot of times I'll see like social networking that normally starts, you know, from a website like Facebook, and then they develop mobile apps. Now, you seem to do the other way. You start out as a, you know, mobile social networking type of app, and then you made the web page or website based on that, which I haven't really seen. And I think that's a great idea. That's one of the statements I wanted to make, because it works just almost like, you know, the mobile version. And the second part question I wanted to ask is, of course, when you were on here before, I started using Roams, and I really liked it because I live in a small town, and I'm surprised by the amount of people that actually use it, different businesses and people. And I was wondering, what kind of statistics do you have on, you know, how many people downloading it and how many people are using it?
Yeah, well, we've had about, I think, almost 170,000 downloads, mainly in the US and Australia. The key thing is, because we interact and we get data from Foursquare and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, we're picking up conversations like anywhere in the world. So whether there's one person using it in a small town or 100, we still get really good data about what's going on nearby. So we've had like people using it, you know, like in Egypt and in Africa and Europe and, you know, places that you wouldn't expect. But because we're sort of listening to sort of social media, we're pulling in some really great content. So the other thing, I suppose, the stat that that it's still quite early, but in the last sort of few weeks, we've started to send push notifications to people when they're near a place that's kind of interesting. You know, maybe it's a bar that's particularly busy, maybe it's an event, maybe it's a park that's got like a fair or a festival going on. And so we send you a push notification, even if you're not using the app. and then people sort of come back into the app and re-engage. That's been really interesting that you can have it in your pocket and you're not actually really actively using the app, but we remind you that we're around and we sort of send you a notification that something interesting is nearby.
Oh, interesting.
So yeah, if you've got it on your phone, we should, you know, send you some push notifications when you're near interesting places. Maybe not New Jersey, I don't know, but certainly when you're
Thanks
in big areas. I mean, if there's a great fair or festival nearby, hopefully we'd let you know.
Yeah, there's actually a question in the chat room. Unless somebody got some more questions, or
I'm actually looking at San Francisco at Rome's right now. That's got some pretty cool stuff happening.
Oh, cool. Are you in, where did you go? You just typed in San Francisco, did you?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, cool. I'll check it out now.
Yeah, it's got some pretty cool photos on there. All right, Steve, what's the question?
This comes from the chat room. To import the data, are you using a parallel processing server, something like Gearman? I just finished a project using Gearman to import tons of data off Facebook. That's what he says.
So we're not actually importing the data. We're using their APIs, and obviously because we're subject to their terms of service. So we're using Facebook's API. We're using Foursquare's API. We're using a bunch of the services, and we process the data in real time. So we're using Python and Mongo and a bunch of sort of data analysis tools to sort of manage the content. And because a lot of the content isn't ours, we're not allowed to store it. So we're allowed to cache it sometimes for a few hours or sometimes for a few days.
So did that go to your own server or to one that you're running out?
Yeah. Well, it's all on Amazon. So we've got servers in the cloud. We use Amazon's East Coast US region, and yeah. So we're doing it all on the fly. So most of the data comes in. It gets sort of cleaned and then sort of gets spit out onto either the mobile or onto the website.
All right. What about, can you tell us how many downloads you had on the app so far, Jonathan?
It's been about 170,000.
That's all right. Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're trying to get better and better every day. Obviously, we'd love to be at, you know, a million or 2 million. So we're just going to plod away and keep making the app and the experience better and better and hope people sort of, you know, tell their friends about it.
Yeah.
That's sort of the best way for apps to kind of be discovered, I think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, I agree. What about making money? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, how do we make money?
Yeah.
So that's what we're just starting to sort of turn on now. So up until now, we've sort of been building this platform that can deal with all this data. What we're opening up to brands, and we've got our first few brands on it, is small business tools. Or business tools around this data. So if I'm the Starbucks coffee shop and I want to know what my customers are saying about my store, there's not very many tools that actually allow businesses to do that. And because we've built this platform that is tagging all this social content back to that specific Starbucks, we can actually give that store some tools to sort of understand what their customers are saying, what times of day, what they look like, what platforms they're using, and also give them some tools to add content back to, you know, Foursquare or Facebook or Twitter so that, you know, people engage with their store.
Yep.
So we've got this platform built, and we're sort of going to release it to the general public at Christmas. But in the meantime, we've got a bunch of brands sort of using it and testing it for us.
Oh, nice. And you work out of a restaurant. I didn't even know that. It was a restaurant at first, wasn't it?
Well, it was a restaurant, yeah. It's a restaurant converted into an office. It's a funky... Very nice. Funky office. We're very happy.
Looks very, very nice. Jacob, any questions? More questions before we go?
Jacob? No, not right now, Brad.
All right. Well, what have you been up to, Jacob, for the past week, mate?
Nothing. But just sitting here trying to fix some stuff on my computer.
All right. That's always broken. Steve, what have you been up to, mate? What have you been doing anything
like
cool?
Myself?
Yeah. Steve, what have you been up to, mate, for the past week?
Oh, just busy with work and. Yeah, that's it. Getting ready to doing my show, of course, right.
And
every week.
What have you been talking about in your chat? You talk about some Xbox stuff, the new smart glass. That's pretty cool. I've been using smart glass. Pretty nice.
A little. I mean, like I said, there was a few problems using it. Like I said, it's not necessarily a problem with the iPad I was using or even with the app itself. It's just the iPad's so sensitive. It scrolls past where I want to go. Yep. and touching and things like that.
All right.
It's good. It's great app interface, though.
All right.
I want to say that.
All right. So, Jonathan, do you want to mention it before we go, Matt? Do you want to say about Roams before we go? Just go download it and use it.
Yeah, and check out our website.
Yeah, check out the website.
And those of you who have an iPad, keep an eye out. You know, we're going to launch something later in the year.
Cool. The iPad's going to be great. Can't wait to use it. Jody, do you want to say anything before we go? What have you been up to? Anything exciting? Or?
I'm just looking forward to having Ruger compete tomorrow. And he needs one more point to get his championship. So cross your fingers. I will report back next week and let you know how he does.
Good stuff. We should get him. Rams is really cool. Yeah, I agree. Running school did. All right. So where can they get you on Twitter, Jonathan?
I'm at jbaroosh, or our app is just at Roams.
Yep.
Or roams.com.
All right. And me, Brad, I was in a tech webcast. Jody, where can they get you?
You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept, S-U-N-S-W-E-P-T. You can find me everywhere else, either at webmarcom.net or Jody Rains.
All right. And Steve?
You can find me here on JustinTV, or justin.tv/slenderscooldude. Of course, we do the live version of Tech Webcast as well. And on Twitter as chatterbox_live.
And also, shout out to Billy, Stephanie, Jennifer, and couple of people they wanted to say hello to us on the podcast. They left a message.
And don't forget about me.
No, I was going to get you in a minute. Hang on for a sec, will you? Okay. So do you want to say hello to them people, Jody?
Hello, them people. I have the list in front of me.
Well, anyway, they left the comments, and I think Billy's playing with his new simple TV thing. You got?
Cool.
It's pretty cool, yeah. And Jacob, yeah, where can they get you on stuff and that sort of good stuff?
And just jazzbot32669 at Twitter.
All right. And, yeah, that's it. Thanks for being on, Jonathan. Appreciate it, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And, Jacob, you lost the game.
Oh, really?
Yes, and so did Steve.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric, and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechheads.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest-running tech news podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guest they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!